Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program. Trump wins again. No collusion. Now what? Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS.
That'll be good discussion there.
And the Steve and Ted poll question today, which can be found on our webpage, knssradio.com. The NCAA basketball tournament underway. Did you fill out a bracket this year? No. Yes, 30%.
I did.
No, 70%.
Ooh, I guess I'm in the minority on that
70% one. Saying no, they did not fill out a bracket this year. Bet you can be a part of our exciting Steve and Ted poll. All you got to do is go to the webpage, knssradio.com, and let us know what you think, okay? Could a special toilet seat save your life?
Ooh. This is House Call for Health. You may remember the outrage when the Pentagon spent $10,000 for a toilet seat. Now scientists have created another expensive toilet seat costing nearly $2,000 each. But this seat has special powers. It could save your life. The high-tech seat was developed at the Rochester Institute of Technology in New York. Embedded in the seat are sensors that monitor for signs of heart failure. The investors say the sensors can pick up a warning sign of a heart attack before there are any other symptoms. It's not likely this is going to become a regular feature in people's bathrooms, but the promoters of this gadget say when a patient is sent home from the hospital after a heart attack or heart surgery, it's important to monitor for any problems, and this would be an easy way to do it. All the patient has to do is sit down. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
No ticket matched all six numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, so Wednesday's jackpot will be at least $750 million.
Oh.
Fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history. I better buy a ticket.
Hey, now.
No one has won the Powerball jackpot since the day after Christmas.
Been a while.
24 drawings since then have failed to produce a winner for Powerball. This could be the time. I'm feeling kind of lucky. Maybe I should, huh?
Even though your odds of spending your final years on Mars are better than winning the Powerball.
Terrible odds. All right. Stock market Friday. The Dow lost 460.
Yeah, not a good day.
S&P 54, NASDAQ down 196. 8:50 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Make it 8:51. And an airline wants to back out of a deal to buy 737s. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the 737 MAX jet order in jeopardy. Indonesian Airlines Garuda had ordered 49 of the aircraft. It's now canceling after two recent crashes. A spokesman for the airline says passengers in Indonesia have lost trust and confidence in the 737 MAX airplane. Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems makes about 70% of the 737 structure. It is not connected to the problems with the aircraft. Union Rescue Mission has completed a $3.5 million expansion. They call it the Eagle's Wing Housing Complex. Adds 24 apartments for men who are homeless or struggling with addiction. It's the first major expansion at its 2800 North Hillside complex. Executive Director Danny Bender says it's an effort to make the six-acre campus more productive. And Senator Jerry Moran introduced legislation last week to increase access to grocery stores in so-called food deserts. Those are areas designated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as lacking access to grocery stores, retailers, and nonprofits. Moran says food insecurity impacts one in every six Kansans, many stores in rural Kansas struggling to stay open. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So when do you think government's going to step into the fact that sometimes when I go to the grocery store, I have to park as much as 30 feet from the door?
Oh, no.
course, I will cruise around for a while looking for a place that's 8 feet closer to the door.
Right, right.
That's something that we like to do around here, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if government's going to step in on that one.
Probably.
You can talk to Senator Moran about that.
Probably shouldn't, should we? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Could you eat more than 3 pounds of bacon, 14 tacos,
sure.
6 large orders of French fries in one sitting?
Bill says immediately, yeah. Sure.
These are just some of the massive snacks Americans claim to have eaten when drunk, Bill.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
New research into the snacking choices of Americans while under the influence found the average respondent drunkenly snacks 4 times a month, typically.
Wow.
Here's the list. The top five. Number 5, French fries. Number 4,
those
chips. Number 3, chicken wings. Number 2 is fast food, and number 1 is pizza. So if somebody's really bombed out there, they want to go eat some pizza.
Oh, man. Those are big amounts. I can't imagine horsing some of that down, even in my...
Really?
When I was in practice for that stuff.
Well, and when you were in good shape.
You bet.
As far as
yeah.
drinking is concerned. And
well, that makes the upchuck all the more interesting.
Yeah, really.
Boy, I'll tell you, technicolor right there.
Oh, no kidding.
More colorful. Thank you guys for bringing that up. Appreciate that part of the story. Okay. Today is, as you probably heard, today is St. Shelley's having a birthday today, Bill.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Birthday St. Shelley.
My wife is who named her saint? Was that you, Bill?
Well,
I think it was, Bill.
Might have been.
Yeah, because she's a very saintly person, very religious.
Well, she's a saint for living with you for all these years. That's the point.
That's the genesis of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday. You got something big planned?
Okay, we've been married for almost 50 years. Okay? So
yeah.
I'll apologize right now. Dear, I'm sorry for everything.
Well, I mean, she knew what she got herself into.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
There's no apology needed. She's fully aware of the situation.
In those days, I was young, good-looking, and full of beans, so I don't know.
Yeah, and now one of those three now still applies.
Still full of them. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it coming up here. At 9 o'clock this morning, our news is going to have the latest on the Robert Mueller concluding his probe of the president and Russia. That's on the way on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.